Yes, let's start.
Hey, excerpt 75 from the writings of Rambash. Why is the Torah called the middle line in the work too? Our sages said, the Creator said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice. It follows that the Torah that one engages in is so it will be a spice, meaning that through the Torah, he will be able to overcome the evil and walk on the path of chesed, mercy, called right. In that regard, it can be said that the Torah was given on the right, named after the action. In other words, it qualifies a person to walk on the right path. This is called the first discernment in the Torah, where right is called wholeness, when he feels no lack at all. The second discernment in the Torah is the left, called chokhmah. This is considered the chokhmah, or the wisdom of the Torah. In other words, once he already has the right, which is chesed, meaning faith above reason, and he believes in the Creator, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, then he is rewarded with the giver of the Torah, called the wisdom of the Torah. As it is written, the Torah comes out of wisdom. In other words, once he believes that there is a giver of the Torah, this is the time to be rewarded with the Torah. It is known that the Torah comes out of Chochmah. And this discernment can be called left, meaning it comes after a person has been rewarded with the right, which is faith above reason, called covered chassadim.
We'll continue with excerpt 76. This is from Rabash. What placing the Hanukkah candle on the left means in the work. We can see that the whole basis is founded entirely on faith, that only by faith is it possible to emerge from exile. We should not mind our reason, although a person is judged according to it. But when a person has the intellect to see his true state, it enables him to go above reason. In other words, one cannot go above reason without the help of the Creator. But if he sees that with reason he can advance, he does not need his help. And the main thing that is required of a person is to achieve his own completeness, meaning to be rewarded with Naranchai of Neshama. This comes specifically by needing the Creator. Our sages said about it, one who comes to purify is aided. And the Zohar says, how is he aided? With a holy soul. When one is born, he is given a soul from the side of a pure beast. If he is rewarded, he is given ruach, etc. This is why it is a great thing when a person needs the Creator to help him, since one's salvation is in being given greater powers from above. And by receiving new powers each time, meaning a new soul, in the end he will receive the whole of the Naranchai that belong to the root of his soul. It follows that a miracle implies something that a person cannot obtain. That is, it is impossible for one to obtain it unless through a miracle from above. Only in this way it is called a miracle.
Again.
The rest asks, let's continue.
So, excerpt number 77, this is from Rabash's article, Why Are Four Questions Asked Specifically on Passover Night? It follows that the Tzimtzum and concealment were made to benefit the lower one. Thus, there is no point in asking about providence. Why is the Creator treating us as it seems to us? For we do not see the good, and we suffer in exile, poverty, and so on. In other words, everyone complains about why the Creator behaves with undisclosed guidance towards us, that it is only good. For this reason, it is forbidden to slander His guidance, the way He behaves with the creatures. Instead, we must believe with faith above reason that it should be precisely as we see it. And concerning what we feel, we should walk in the ways of Torah, as the sages have instructed us how to behave with all these feelings that we feel, and to say about them with faith above reason, they have eyes and see not.
שעיניים להם ולא יראו. זו העבודה שלנו, שאנחנו לא מצפים.
This is our work.